Muslim, dear brothers and sisters, welcome to a new session of the Arabic for Beginners. And we are today with the Ajib Amir. We have spoken about the last session, the last time we spoke about the ruling of verbs, al-ahkam al-af'al, and we promised that we are going to continue talking about the rulings of af'al. This is what we promised you on last Tuesday. And we are today with the Mubara, the ruling of the Mubara. The Mubara has three cases. Oh, let's speak more about it. Al-Mubara, either it is preceded. Mubara is either connected with a pronoun at the end of it or not. The pronoun that can be connected to Al-Mubara is Alif al-Ithnain, Waw al-Jama'a, and Ya al-Mukhatama. Alif al-Ithnain is like Ya'kulani wa Ta'kulani. يأكلان. You say الولدان يأكلان والبنتان تأكلان وأنتما تأكلان. So these two cases. The واو الجماعة is like يأكلون وتأكلون. يأكلونهم تأكلون أنتم. ياء المخاطبة is only one case, ta'kulina. So these are five cases for the Mubara when it is connected to Alif al-Ithnain or Waw al-Jama'a or Ya al-Mukhataba at the end of it. And in this case we call it al-af'al al-khamsa, the five verbs. Or some other ulama call it al-amthila al-khamsa, the five examples for this kind of mudara. Now, the other type of mudara is mudara which is not connected to Alif al-Ithnain or Waw al-Jama'a or Ya al-Mukhatab. And this is of two things. Sahih al-Akhir and Mu'tal al-Akhir. And each one has a ruling. Each one has a ruling. Mu'tal al-akhir is what is ended with harf illa, which is alif, waw, and ya. But there is a difference between the mu'tal al-akhir and the mudari' when it is connected to the pronouns alif, waw, and ya. There is a difference. We have to notice that difference. Now, the mu'tal al-akhir, the alif or waw or ya is original letters in it, meaning it's not a pronoun. It is an original letter. And to know the difference between these two, let's look at some examples. And we said that in the mudari, which is connected to one of the three pronouns, we say ya'kuluna, ta'kuluna, ya'kulani, ta'kulani, ta'kulina. What do you notice here? What you notice is that all these are ended up with noon. Ya'kulani, ta'kulani, ya'kuluna, ta'kuluna, ta'kulina. All ended with noon. This is in the position of rabi. And we see the waw in ya'kuluna, ta'kuluna, and the alif in ya'kulani, ta'kulani, and the ya in ta'kulina, and we find that it is not the last letter, not the last letter. Yes, when it is mansub or majzum, the case is different. You say, لَمْ يَأْكُلُوا لَا, and this is with nasb. With jazm, لَمْ تَأْكُلُوا لَا تَأْكُلَا أن تأكل كي تأكلي. Here the noon is gone. The noon is gone. But we still have differences between it and the معتل الآخر, which ends up with ألف واو الياء. How? معتل الآخر. Let's take something with the واو. We have يدعو. ينجو. Okay, يدعو and ينجو, you see this is for مفرد, for singular. يدعو هو, he. نعم, and تدعو هي, she. This will end up with واو only, nothing else, and that is in the رفع. That is in the رفع. When this is same thing with the alif, yansa, yas'a, and also with the ya, yarmi, yajri, na'am. When it is mansub here, for example, we say lan yad'u. What we do is that we remove the waw. So the word becomes ya, dal, and ayn with bamba. Ayn with bamba over it. And instead of ya, dal, ayn, and waw. Why? Because it is mansub. While when we take one of the af'al khamsa, which is ended up with harf, which is connected to waw al-jama'a, we see in the rab' position, it does not end with waw. But it ends with the ya, with the noon. Ya'kuluna. And this shows us that this waw is not the original letter in the construction of the word. But the word originally ends up with لام يأكلوا. نعم. Same thing with the ألف. In the ألف, which is حرف علة, we see that in the رفع position, the word ends up with the alif. It's there. Yansa. Yansa Muhammadun kitabahu. Yas'a. Yas'a al-hujjaju bayna al-safa wal-marwa. Here it is marfu'. We see the alif normal. But when it is alif, which is damir, which is pronoun, and that is from al-af'al khamsa, then we have يأكلاني تأكلاني، يأكلاني أنت تأكلاني. We see in the رفع we find the نون. As we see in the رفع we find the نون. And if we put it in a نصب or جزم position, the نون goes and ألف remains. Opposite of which is ended with حرف علة or معتل الآخر. Because in there we remove the ألف. لن يسعى. It becomes ياء سين عين with فتحة over. And same thing لا تنسى. تاء نون سين ألف over it. Sorry, فتحة over it. No more ألف. Same thing with the ياء. We notice that ياء in the أفعال خمسة is only for singular feminine first party. يا عائشة أنت تأكلين. يا عائشة لا تأكلي. يا عائشة لم تأكلي. يا عائشة لم تأكلي. الله. We find the ياء in the نصب والجزم, but in the رفع we find نون تأكلين. Here in the معتل الآخر we see that in the رفع we see the ياء. In the رفع يرمي يجري. But in the نصب and جزم the ياء goes away. لن يرمي ياء راء ميم والكسرة بنيسة. لا ترمي تاء راء ميم كسرة بنيسة and the like. Okay. Now the مضارع which is صحيح الآخر which is like يأكل يشرب يلعب يكتب like that. This is مضارع صحيح الآخر meaning it did not end up with حرف إلا. This can be والله we should have done something else. يعني we should say that the مضارع is either صحيح الآخر or معتل الآخر. معتل الآخر we talked about. صحيح الآخر مضارع صحيح الآخر نعم مضارع صحيح الآخر is either connected to واو جماعة ألف الاثنين or ياء المخاطبة and this you just hear the meaning of it. The other is مضارع that is connected to نون النسوة. And what is connected to نون النسوة the مضارع is not معرب anymore but it is مبني. مبني means it remains in one state and it is مبني على السكون. مبني على السكون. الله تعالى says والوالدات يرضعن يرضع. You hear this? ضع. The original word is يرضع or ترضع with the ضم at the end of it, at the end over the عين, which is the last letter originally in the word, in the word. But when this verb is added to feminine, plural feminine, we needed to put a sign to show that this is connected to a plural feminine, which is the noun now. And because it is a noun in Niswa, then we use the sukun to make it mabni. Over the last letter we use the sukun, over the last letter of the word. Yurdi'u, then we put ayn. Sorry, we put sukun over the ayn to add the noon in this one. Yurda'na, yaktubna, yal'abna, yashhadna, yajrina, yusallina. Same thing. Now, in the noon tawkid, we have khafifa and taqila. We have noon tawkid and khafifa, which لتكتبن. And we have taqila, which لتكتبن. With this, with noon tawkid, تقيلة أم خفيفة. What is the ruling? The ruling here is that it is مبني على الفتح. الله تعالى said لئن لم يفعل هذه سورة يونس يوسف لئن لم يفعل ليسجنن. ولا يكونن من الصاغرين. يكونن من الصاغرين. So here we have يسجن. Originally يسجن. Ended up with نون. Then we connected it to نون التوكيد. يسجنن. This is توكيد ثقيلة. Now, it's, يعني, originally it was يسجنوا يقتلوا يضربوا يحبطوا, but we see that here it is يسجنا. Why? It is because of the نون توكيد. المضارع with the نون توكيد must be مبني on فتح, as what Allah تعالى said ولقد أوحي إليك وإلى الذين من قبلك لئن أشركت ليحبطن ليحبط ويحبط الذين ليحبطوا because it is connected to نون التوكيد. واضح يا إخوان. One last thing about the مضارع. One last thing about the مضارع is that when it is free of all these things, it is not معتل آخر, it is not connected to واو الجماعة ألف الاثنين يا المخاطبة, it is not connected to نون التوكيد الثقيلة أو الخفيفة, it is not connected to النسوة to نون النسوة, then it must be in the رفع, it must have the ضمة. And Dhamma must be Zahira. And in the Nasb, it must have the Fatha. And Fatha must be Zahira. And in Jazm, it must have the Sukun. واضح يا إخوان. How to know الفعل المضارع? الفعل المضارع is what began with one of four letters, which are called أحرف المضارعة. This أحرف المضارعة are joined in one word. أنيتُ. It is the Hamza A from أكتب درسي. النون from نكتب درسنا. And يا from يكتب درسه. And تا from تكتب درسها or تكتب درسك. So these are called أحرف المضارعة. This begins, يعني it comes to the beginning of the word, and it is original. It cannot be removed. It cannot be removed. And it's only removed in the past tense. Like aktubu, we don't see the hamza. Katabtu, darsi. So you don't say ana aktubu darsi. It means now. And you mean I'm finished. You say ana katabtu darsi. And some use the past to talk about the mudara. They say, "Ana katabtu darsi al-an," and he means I'm writing it, and this is wrong. And it's finished when you say, "Ana katabtu." That is wrong. That means the past. So. Alhamdulillah, generally this is all about the mudara. If you have any question in regard to this, you're more than welcome to send it now. And if not, then inshallah ta'ala we'll speak tomorrow about the nawasib of al-fi'l al-mudara. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala al-sahbi. Shayma, go ahead. Go ahead, ya Shayma. Shayma says, Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Sorry, what is Noon al-Tawqeed? Okay, Noon al-Tawqeed is a noon that is used at the end of the fi'l mudari' to confirm. It is for, Tawqeed means to confirm this fi'l. When Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Yusuf about the wife of Fir'aun, لَإِنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا أَمُرْهُ بِهِ لَيُسْجَنَنَّ. If he doesn't do what I'm telling him to do, he will be put in the prison. So here to confirm, لَيُسْجَنَنَّ. That is the tawqeed. نعم. Sauda, go ahead. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Ya Shaykh, what is the ruling of the word that comes after harf harful nida? Yeah. طيب, why you are so hurry? We're coming to that, to the munada. We still have a number of chapters. We're coming to the munada, but yani, generally, the munada is mansub. The munada is mansub. Generally, the munada usually mansub. You say, it depends. If it is nakira, maksuda like shaykh, ya shaykhana. When it is nakira maksuda, when it is nakira, غير مقصود. يا شيخنا. When it is يا محمد, you don't say يا محمد. يا محمد. When it is nakira مقصودة, you say يا رجل. يا رجل. It is nakira, but you're calling one particular person. Now, and other than that, it is mansub. It will be mansub. Now, inshallah ta'ala, we'll talk about that when we reach the place of munada. نعم يا حنيف. حنيف السلام عليكم يا شيخ. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Is there a difference in the meaning between خفيفة and ثقيلة? No. The ثقيلة is more confirmation. It is to give more confirmation. In Arabic, we sometimes use different tools to confirm something. يعني sometimes we use like لا يسجننا. The lam is for توكيد. The noon ثقيلة is for توكيد. Like والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر. The waw for قسم is توكيد. The lam والعصر إن الإنسان. إن is for توكيد. لفي اللام is also for توكيد. So there are different ways to make the توكيد, the confirmation of this word or verb. You can use either ثقيلة or خفيفة. No ruling on that, based on how strong you want the confirmation to be. That's it. والله أعلم. طبيب طالبة العلم. السلام عليكم شيخ. Can you clarify the meaning of ضمير الرفع المتحرك؟ ضمير الرفع المتحرك is the ضمائر which are not مبنية. Is one of the ضمائر which are not مبنية. Like when you say, for example, أكلتي, like that. These are ضمائر متحركة. ضمائر رفع متحركة. And also, we're going to speak about the difference, different ضمائر, inshallah, when we speak about the فاعل. أنواع الفاعل. Then we're going to speak about the فاعل, which is ظاهر, and which is مضمر. And in the مضمر, we're going to speak about the ضمائر الرفع المتحركة. And inshallah ta'ala, we respond that to that time. والله أعلم. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. أسماء. طيب أوكي, قول لي أسماء. لاست. Yes, but as I told you, I just explained it, and I said, do not, يعني they say in Arabic, when استعجل الشيء قبل أواني عوقب بحرمانه. Yes, they call it تاء متحركة, they call it ضمير متحرك, they call it ضمير رفع متحرك. But inshallah, once we come there, we're going to speak about it, inshallah. بارك الله فيكم. And when I say we take questions, I'd prefer the questions be on the topic of today. So maybe I did not speak about all the issue. Maybe I forgot something. Maybe someone came late, so when you ask, maybe someone did not understand. But I don't like taking questions of lessons in the future. Yani coming in the future. We just take questions about we talk about, inshallah ta'ala. وبارك الله فيكم. And that is my manhaj in all the durus, not only in the Ajrumi, or in all the durus. I do not like to take questions which are not related to the subject that I am talking about. And I don't mean subject meaning the Arabic language, no, but I mean the particular subject that we are studying. That will emphasize and give more information about it. Wallahu a'lam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak, ala nabiyyina Muhammad, alayhi wa sallam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.